mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If the globalists strike me down, they'll just send me to my creator. The disease of the New World Order, like a cancer, is spread across the face of the world. We must recognize the disease for what it is and stand up against it. The globalists think they have a right to rule us and control us because they are in control, and because of social Darwinism, that means survival of the fittest, it's their right. It's like a cancer thinks that it's its mindless right to take over the body. No, that doesn't mean you're superior. It means you're an anomaly, a disease, an aberration, a fraud, a black blemish, a scum-filled system that is ripping the guts out of decency and honor and love and creativity. But for every action, there is an equal or greater reaction, and your corruption will be met when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it, and you, my friends, are that standard if you'll only stand. And standing makes you a lot safer and makes things turn out a lot better at the end of the day than cowering mindlessly and going along with this or denying the New World Order's existence as it's upon us. Let's continue with your calls, and there's just so much other news coming out, but the calls are so interesting. Let's continue with those calls. Let's talk to Kim in Texas. Kim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I was wondering if you were aware of a new Texas bill that's going to require newborns to have 20 to 30 genetic tests. It was just introduced on the 9th of this month.
No, there's always some new horrible nightmare that I'm not aware of. I know that the feds pay the state's mandate to take blood, and it isn't for blood testing. It goes into a DNA databank. If you're under 32 years of age, you're in the data bank if you're born in the hospital. What's this new abomination?
Well, it's House Bill 790, and basically they're taking, I don't know, are you familiar with the College of Medical, or American College of Medical Genetics?
Yes.
Because basically they're taking their recommendations, and you know, it's real, I emailed the bill to you, and as usual, it's real vague. I mean, it says we can test you for whatever we want to, whenever we want to. I mean, your newborn children, you know, if you read it, that's
what
it says. Which
actually again starts setting the law for inoculation for everything.
Yeah, I mean, I can just read one little part. It says the department shall require a newborn screening test to screen for disorders detectable by a tandem mass screening condition recommended in the 2004 report by the American College of Medical Genetics.
And then they'll say that it's an at-risk...
Or any other report.
Then they'll say it's an at-risk child.
Right, and then they label you because they want to give you special... You know, they're going to give something to you. That's the way it goes on to
and
say.
And then, of course, in England, they're talking about looking at embryos before they're even born and deciding you can have the child. Why, this shows you have aggressive genetics. We can't have that.
And isn't there a movie like this? It's called Gattaca or something of that nature where they test you when you're born and...
Yeah.
Right.
And now, what scumbag introduced this bill?
Crownover.
Is Crownover a Democrat or Republican?
No, I don't know. I didn't look yet. I just pulled this up. I just heard it on the news last night. And, you know, thanks to the fact that I only have dial-up, it takes me a while to get to this stuff. But
send it to tips@infowars.com.
Yeah, I already sent it to you, Alex. And I have the I purchased the article from this College of Medical Genetics or American College of Medical Genetics, and I'll just mail that to you because I can't. For some reason, I can't email it. I guess because I had to buy it. So
you got to put it into a different format.
Oh, okay.
So it's just we're going to test you for all these new genetic diseases.
Basically, that's it. Yeah, and then they're going to give you, you know, entitlements if you have one of these things, and of course, the insurance companies won't give you any insurance either.
Oh yeah, that's probably being sponsored by them.
Probably.
And of course, hundreds of these so-called genetic diseases never manifest. Man, this is incredible. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, Alex.
Wow, thank you.
Hey, folks. folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this third hour. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, well, Sometime Zones Thursday edition. Wide open phones, continuing with your phone calls, and then coming up a little bit later, patrol cars to be tracked by satellite. See, they do it to the enforcers first, and then they don't mind enforcing it on you. Pakistan may use nukes against India, the CIA is now saying. That's just some of the reports that are coming up. But let's continue with your phone calls right now. Johanna in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Johanna. All right, Johanna's gone. TJ in Minnesota. TJ, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
You know, when I call, it's important. Anyhow, I think it was Sunday. I was half asleep. My focus is usually spray planes and helicopters, but I had an AM, amplitude modulation, radio station on, and I heard George Bush's voice. And it was a tape recording of a telephone conversation he had prior to one of his elections. Do you know about this?
Yeah, this is all a Karl Rove plant to make him look more liberal.
No, no, no. This quote, was about...
And to, quote, move to the left. Are you talking about the tape recordings they're now playing of him saying he wants to be nice to the gays?
No.
Oh, this is another tape.
He was talking about drug usage, and then there was something that alluded
to... Yeah, that's the same tape. Yeah.
...to carnality. And then I thought, well, I better get some sleep because this will be hot news on shortwave and I don't want to miss any of it. Nobody's picked up on it. And then you heard of this Jeff Gannon connection to Johnny Gosch. I don't know if it's rumor or factual, but I do
know.
Yeah,
it just got brought up last hour, and I'm not going to get into the news. I haven't confirmed myself, sir.
Okay. But you can confirm the number of trips the Bush has made to that, I think it's Cedar Rapids, Iowa, over the past few years. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it became a standing joke down there.
Let me just stop you, sir, because people, we're not having a private conversation here on air.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, me and you at the restaurant hanging out or at the golf course, you know, where you and I know what we're talking about.
Did I imply that, Alec?
Sir, can I just stop you for a second? I'm going to stop you for a second. The first thing you mentioned was about the tapes that got released where Bush admits drug use and he's a sinner too, and he wants to figure out a way to not have the Christian conservatives get mad at him, but to be nice to the gays. And yes, that is the same tapes that were released, and that was actually released on purpose by them, by the neocons, to make him look like more of just this average good guy who admits he's a sinner. It's totally manipulative, and we did mention it on Tuesday. Now, on that subject, that's it. Now stuff's coming out talking about the fake White House reporter and was he connected to the Franklin cover-up and all this stuff. And I don't know about all that. I can't prove that yet. I haven't had time to look at it. So I'm not going to sit here and say things about people that I don't know is true. And I'm not going to just say, is it a rumor, is it a... because that's not what I do. Okay?
Well, that's all well understood before I ever bothered waiting on this phone line, Alex. But I got to tell you also, I want... Now, you wait a minute.
Put him on hold. Put him on hold. That's it. Let him go. Listen. Listen. I'm serious, folks. There's been a lot of stuff in the past by other broadcasters where they let people say things about other folks that isn't confirmed, and then it causes problems. All right? And, look, if you don't like this talk show, TJ, just don't listen. All right? I don't want you listening to my show. All right? Good. Don't ever call here again. Good. Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Pretty good, Alex. What I wanted to talk about was the Himmler comments of the dead people in the World Trade Center as compared to the rest of America who is alive today, who doesn't fully understand about what exactly happened on September 11th. The World Trade Centers were going to be condemned at the highest asbestos levels. The insider stock trading that took place on September 7th and 10th, and the way NORAD stood down on September 11th. You know, no one's catching the big picture. We're all semi-patriot, waving flags made in China, and you're the only one that's saying, hey, we've got a plot right here that, you know, happened.
Well, I mean, I'm not the only one that's talking about this, but yeah, I mean, it's easy to not care about the troops and just wave a plastic flag made in China by slaves, a desecrated American flag, and then say patriotism is being a mindless idiot who says the government is God. But clearly 9/11 is the fulcrum or the center of the wheel on which all the other spokes turn. They're using it as the excuse over and over again, but all that is mute and a fraud because they're doing nothing about our border.
Well, I heard we have had 500 people down there today. I'm not confirmed that. But the one lady who interested me was a lady who was on last week. Her son died in the military. And a lot of the stuff that she learned on your website, I'm sure she's listening today and tuned in. But, I mean, the insider stock trading that took place to me needs to be investigated. They made $225 million 2 days before September 11th happened and profited off the people who were killed at the World Trade Center on short bet.
Well, it led directly back to Buzzy Krongard, who's now number three at the CIA. His company led right back to that. And we heard 2 days after, oh, we're going to catch you did 9/11 because we've got insider stock trading. And, boy, this is record insider trading just on American and United. And then it leads back to Buzzy Krongard, and the story gets dropped like a hand grenade. And then on top of that, Buzzy Krongard comes out a month ago in the Times of London and the Associated Press and says, WorldNet Daily also carried it, and says, leave Bin Laden alone. Don't arrest him. And you know, we need to let him go free. And then it comes out that our government is paying Pakistan to not arrest him if he's even still alive. But, I mean, that's the major reports. And so the guy who's profiting from 9/11 is saying, leave bin Laden alone. I mean, how much more transparent does this have to get?
I like that, Alex. That was great. Alex, anyway, I went to the gun show last weekend, and everybody was talking about tuning in to InfoWars.com, and I'm sure we get more people tuned in every day, and you try to have a good day, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And look, I want to actually apologize to, I think it was TJ that I blew up at. TJ, I mean, I'm really not exaggerating. I had 2 hours sleep last night. I'm trying to finish this film, and I guess if I stay up past a certain point, then I just couldn't go to sleep. But I am very tired today, and I'm in a very bad mood. And but at the same time, TJ, you know, I'm a man. I don't like somebody snapping at me going, now you listen here. So, you know, you should not be rude as well. You can call back in sometime if you want. It's just, I think for the last two or three days, I get calls on the hour, every hour, talking about individuals that I'm not informed on, connected to really horrible stuff. And I just, and the callers will say, is this true? Is it a rumor? And you know, that's how people open their mouths. And I'm like, till I know about it, I'm not going to talk about it. Oh, I mean, you know, this is serious business, folks. If I talk about something, I've got it triple checked up one side and down the other, and I still occasionally make a mistake. But the standard of the law in libel and slander is that you can make a mistake occasionally. It's that you recklessly disregarded and didn't care if it hurt people. And my duty is not to hurt people. My mission is not to hurt people who are innocent. That's not my goal. That's not what I do. Now, do the Bushes worship the devil? Yes. Do they worship Moloch? Yes. Do they lay naked in coffins? Yes. Do they go to places where they bus in male prostitutes? Yes. Have I had Senator John DeCamp, who's never been challenged, and a TV station did challenge him and say his story wasn't true? He sued him and won $1.4 million. I mean, does he say that world leaders are killing kids? Yes. Do I believe it? Absolutely. It's a rite of passage to bind them to the cult. Is that true? Is it going on? Yes. But then other names I'm not aware of, I just can't allow them to be mentioned here on air in conjunction with any of this stuff. It's simple. So maybe you got the brunt of me being irritated because a couple other people brought this up. And maybe I should, you know, I'm going to try today. I'm really trying to finish this film by the 27th, like I said I would. I try to be a man of my word. I'm way behind on the Schwarzenegger stuff. I got to do that next after this is done. But I guess during a break or something, I'll try to go research this stuff so I can comment on it. But I just can't do it all. And so if something isn't part of the public domain and somebody just brings it up, I mean, I've had people say, you know, stuff about me, like, oh, he's a Fed, and he this and that, and, you know, before, and it's just totally made up. And I wish people wouldn't have just grabbed a hold of it and run with it. You know, stuff like that. I mean, we need to, really, there's so much real stuff we can prove. So much incredible stuff that's just public record that we could never talk about at all. But so many people I know spend most of their time talking about things you can't prove. And look, just because the media twists and lies and spins and the patriots and the truth seekers fight it doesn't mean everything the truth seekers say is true. I mean, I got to really bite my tongue a lot, folks, in the interest of solidarity, as they say, you know, with the magic machines and the magic creams and the this is going to heal you and that's going to heal you. I don't endorse any of that. I don't support any of it. I don't believe in any of it. You know, just all this new age garbage, all of it. I do not believe in it. And we've been infiltrated by it. I just have a little more discernment. And I'm not saying what you're saying earlier isn't true, sir, about somebody. The point is, show me. I love their saying up in Missouri. It's the show me state. I mean, show it to me. Show it to me. You know, if I tell you the government says they're allowed to kill you and your family anytime they want, I'll say U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, subsection 1520A, paragraph B. You know, when I say there's concentration camps, I can name them. I have been there. I've shot video of them. I got government documents. Everybody else talking about camps can't ever tell you where they're at. So that's the difference. Why people listen to this show and not the others.
to the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoVO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoVO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoVO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoVO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoVO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoVO. Check out their website at no-vo.com. Type no-vo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoVO. Call 888-881-NoVO.
All right, I'm going to go to Jason and Tim and Elaine and Walt and Steve, and that'll be it for calls because I do have some other news I want to cover. But last hour I said in a nutshell I would go over what really happened on 9/11. Now understand, every point I make is backed up by dozens if not hundreds of pieces of documented public record information. But instead of just going over the sea of hardcore evidence, why not just boil down what happened? The globalists needed a crisis to start World War III and to enslave the American people, to use us as an engine of world domination. And so they took Al-Qaeda operatives, who they had trained and funded, and paid them off to take the blame and play the part of the bad cop in the false scenario. They then took Arab-speaking, secular, topless bar drunkards who were not, you know, even practicing Muslims. They took them CIA assets, paid for their houses, cars, credit cards. They were in drills in the months and weeks before 9/11, a couple weeks before 9/11, actor James Woods, this was on mainstream television, was flying from New York to L.A. They stopped in Phoenix to pick up more passengers. He got off, waved his arms, never been known for this type of behavior, and said, these guys are about to hijack. Turned out it was Muhammad Atta and others. You know, they're like simulating some type of hijacking. And it turned out, of course, there were air marshals on board, too. They were all simulating it with them. And the FBI walked up to James Woods. This is even Fox News, folks, and said, shut your mouth. This is part of national security. Well, see, there you have it. Week and a half before. Then on the day of the event, they were having real-world exercises where they had, on real-live flights, these simulated Al-Qaeda people on board the planes again, thinking it was part of a drill. Then on the ground, there was the admitted drill that it was part of, being run by Langley, Virginia, by the CIA, of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Now, I reported this years before it was in the news, but now it's been in USA Today and 60 Minutes and ABC Nightly News and Associated Press. I mean, see, folks, we don't just report on this. We report on it before it's in the news. I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, just please wake up. And we've got the sources. And so NORAD thinks it's a drill until the first planes start hitting. Then Cheney's already in the bunker, and he's taking full control. 3 months before 9/11, he had all power signed back over to him and the president. Rumsfeld signed the order. We have a copy of it. No longer could generals at NORAD order the shootdowns themselves. It was now given only over to the Secretary of Defense, Cheney, and Bush. Cheney's in control in the bunker. That's admitted. Won't tell us exactly what he was doing. Some of it's leaked, though, that he did say in testimony. The order still stands. That is for the stand down. And the nerve gas was released in the aircraft. All aboard were killed, and they remote controlled them into the buildings. And that's what happened. Okay, it's really that simple. And again, there's hundreds of pieces of evidence for each point of what I was discussing. Then you ask, well, how were there the three cell phone calls, which they admit were like one way? It was just one way. Honey, are you okay? I just want to say they've hijacked us, and now it's bad. Now, I've talked to some of the FAA people who were in the towers and actually heard what was really happening, and it was the pilots going, you know, losing pressure, can't breathe. So, but you got the Al-Qaeda people who are really CIA just sitting there. I think it's part of their drill. Gas is released. They pass out in just 20, 30 seconds. And the remote control takes control. And, I mean, they've got patented stuff that Hollywood's got. Software now is just a few $1,000s where I could record your voice for just a few minutes, then put it through this system, and as fast as I can talk, it will simulate your voice real time as I speak. It'd be like, you know, where I call you up and go, hello, honey, it's Bob. I'll be home at 9, all right? Oh, I forgot the code to the alarm. Would you mind giving it to me? And I sound just like your husband. If I was able to record a few minutes of your husband, if I can shoot a few minutes of you in video, now, this is cheap software now, we can make indistinguishable fake video. It's not just Hollywood stuff of 20 years ago. You know about Steve McQueen, 25 years dead, he's pitching Mustangs. John Wayne's pitching fast food. Forrest Gump, I like to use the example, shaking hands with JFK. You know, Forrest Gump doesn't exist, folks. That was fake. So they produce a few of those, and plus they go, oh, yeah, it was from their own cell phones. Well, everybody admits your cell phones don't work on planes to begin with, but none of that even matters. From my inside sources, and I got a bunch of them, everything they've told me turned out to be true after it came out in the news later. From all the evidence, the double-checking. I mean, folks, I knew about 9/11 before it happened. I got on air, and I said, call the White House. They're going to blame bin Laden for attacking the World Trade Center, probably, and have martial law. Call the White House. It's Operation Exposed Government Terrorists. Tell them, please don't blow the buildings up. I mean, it's in my video, Masters of Terror. I did it on radio. I've never said call the White House before or since saying that. That's what happened. Okay, now you know. I mean, it's end of the story, end of the discussion. That's what happened. You want to know what happened? That's what happened. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
And when you know what I know, when you know the truth, when you know what we understand, when you face the facts, you'll realize that we're inside the New World Order. And the next terror attacks, unfortunately, they may have some small pinpricks to kind of get us back into line. But the more liberty we give up, the bigger the terror attacks get. The more liberty we give up, the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we have on our streets. The bigger the prisons gets, the more crime. The more funding they get for education, the dumber the kids get. Because their own handbooks say it's about dumbing the kids down. Good job, here's more money. They tell the public, man, stuff's not going well. We're going to throw more money at it. No. They're doing their job. Same thing with the drug war. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine in this country today that we had 10 years ago. From 1.3 million in prison to over 7 million in the system. And I had an argument with a state police officer a couple years ago. I go, there's millions of people in prison. There's more and more. And he goes, I think that's good. We got all the criminals in jail. And I said, but you know there's more drugs on the street. He goes, I have heard those numbers. I go, why are there more drugs on the street now with more people in prison? I go, did you know during Prohibition, alcoholism tripled? Did you know that the small gangs that were in New York and Chicago and Houston and Boston and San Francisco were tiny, but after Prohibition, they were huge? Oh, well, I just think we shouldn't let criminals go free. They just don't get it. Their people aren't thinking three-dimensionally or even four-dimensional. It's the drug dealers run the country, and they literally, the big real WASP-owned and Italian-owned and Jewish-owned crime cartels, because that's all it is. You know, you criticize some Italian mafia, you're against Italians. Criticize some Jewish mob, you're against the Jews. You criticize, the German mob or the WASP mob. It's really the biggest. It's so powerful it looks like the authorities. Oh, you're against white people. I was having an argument a few months ago with somebody, and she goes, to my face, you just don't like white people. I was going, what? It's just crazy. You know, you talk about Mexican mafia. You don't like the Mexicans. No, I don't like organized crime. And if you really look at these groups, these families, so we know the drug-dealing families, they are the predominant owners of the private prisons. So they ship the smack and the coke and the ecstasy in, and when your kids use it, they put them in prisons they own. And they make everything now. And then again, the good old boys sit around going, I'm tired of these criminals. They got hot tubs and color TVs. No, they don't. And they never did. Okay? They got hot tubs and color TVs and make them work. I think they... Oh, yeah, and you're wondering why you're now making $8 an hour, Bubba, when you were making $20 an hour 15 years ago at the lumber mill. Because in between the illegal aliens and the lumber mills at the prison, you're competing against people making 20 cents an hour. Start thinking. Use your brains. All right, let's go through a smattering of calls in a hurry here, because I got news I want to hit before we end this global transmission against tyranny. Jason in Maryland, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
First of all, I'd like to commend you for apologizing to that man. We all make mistakes. I'm a Christian like you, and it takes a man to know when he's wrong and to apologize. I think that was wonderful. I was wondering if you've heard of smart dust.
Oh, of course. That's the super microscopic RFID technology revolution. That's the next wave in smart dust total integration by 2014. Official government numbers.
Then I won't be telling you anything.
Well, tell us about smart dust.
Well, smart dust was created by Dr. Christopher Pister, the professor of electrical engineering at the University of California, Berkeley.
Yes, it was.
And it's microscopic electronic devices that are able to float on the air.
Just type in RFID will be dead in 2014, and you'll get the article about that.
RFID.
RFID is only the next phase. Then it goes microscopic. The chips. And they're going to put it in our food, everything. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have anything to add. I see that you know about it more than I do.
Well,
actually,
it's your show. I mean, tell us what you think of it.
Well, we're in the end times, and it's obvious.
Oh, no. Jesus will soon be physically here as our leader, and he's going to have to cut the heads off of the bad people that don't take the mark of Jesus.
Sure. Well, that's what the people who don't know the Bible will think.
That's what they're already saying. I'm already hearing it. Because we have to be raptured, so it's impossible if we're still going to be here while it's happening.
Amazing. And who are you hearing this from? What did you say the other day about the 700 Club?
Pat Robertson said forced abortion and infanticide is what China has to do.
Is that right?
About how I got him on the cover of Time magazine flashing the lion's paw, a satanic hand sign.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
And, oh, listen, about 3 years ago when he said China's doing what it has to do, I mean, I had the clip somewhere. Every couple of years a computer crashes at the network and we lose like hundreds of audio files, but I've got the video somewhere in literally a room full of tapes. But on CNN, they said, what do you think about China? And he goes, well, they're doing what they have to do with, the abortion and the infanticide. Well, he said, he actually said it. And then his clarification on the CBN website said, well, they got a billion quarter people. They got to do it.
Wow.
And then I had people actually call me mad because I was against him. And now Jay Sekulow says he helped write the Patriot Act and it's of the Lord and we're evil devils. I've had national Christian talk show hosts, and I'm not going to name them, call me an evil devil for telling lies about our president concerning Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove.
Amazing. I had no idea that you're really enlightening me. And I'll tell you, just as short as 2 months ago, I thought that President Bush was the best thing since sliced bread. Until I haven't worked in a couple of months. I've been listening to your radio program, and I'm thankful that I haven't worked because it's if I could go back to work and have to trade what you've taught me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I think that you're amazing. I wish that more people were listening.
Well, God bless you. I'm just an average guy who's been studying this. You know, I mean, you You ever sat beside some guy, you know, at the park who knows every baseball score,
yes.
knows everything about baseball?
Yes, sir.
And you're just amazed? Well, that's just because he studied it.
Right.
And so you know, I'm nothing really exceptional. We can all learn what the New World Order is up to if we keep our discipline to what we can prove and document and compare it to a historical lens. How are you listening to us?
Just on AM radio.
Now, what station is that?
I really don't even know. I think it's 810.
Yeah, that's a wonderful station, and God bless them. That covers, like, I forget, I mean, three or four big cities, and just support them and support their sponsors, and they're just amazing. Thank you.
I need to ask you one last thing. If you could help me with this Library of Congress, U.S. Code 50, Chapter 32, what's the rest of it?
U.S. Code Title 50.
U.S. Code Title 50.
Chapter 32. Subsection 1520A.
Mm-hmm. 20A.
Paragraph B.
Paragraph B. Subsection 1528.
20A.
20A. Paragraph B. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet. Appreciate it, your call. And that just says they can use chemical, biological, or radiological weapons on us. Well, it's double speak. It says that we can't use these lethal weapons on you unless it's for a test. We can kill you in a test. And then we've got them actually killing American citizens hundreds of times. I mean, they'll come to your town and spray it on you, and people will die, and they'll have army doctors there to see how you died. And I guess I'm anti-patriotic because I don't want the troops killing us or them going over to Iraq and dying. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Howdy, Alex.
Hello.
Or they can have you pay them for it through Big Pharma.
Yep.
Last week when you had Dr. John Breeding on, I tried to call in and tell you about this disturbing cartoon that I saw. It was a woman in a store talking to another woman, and she had three children in front of her, and they all had the thousand-yard stare, these little kids. And the caption underneath was, "My, your children certainly are well-behaved. What are their names?" And the mother joyfully responds, "Well, this is Prozac, Ritalin, and Zoloft," and it just made me want to vomit. I just can't believe that. People would think that kind of stuff is funny.
Permanently altering their brain chemistry, all of their internal studies, they're all public, and they say, well, they commit suicide more because they're already depressed. No, they take depressed people, put them on Prozac, and their suicide rate at least doubles. Well, it's not the pool they're drawing from, and it's so toxic, rewires the brain. It is classified in, psychotropics are classified as a subdivision of hallucinogens.
Now, with the New Freedom Initiative, you say they're going to force the testing, but you know, what if people can't afford to buy these drugs? How are they going to enforce the taking of that?
Don't worry. We'll have corporate welfare where the government will pay the drug company for it. No child left behind. No child not playing violent video games and not on Prozac or Ritalin.
Well, I think I told you before, when you get into the anagrams that they use, no child left behind means
no child left free, yeah.
No child behind left. Because there's going to be nothing left of them by the time they get him up to the drafting. Interesting thing too, on the APA's own website, they were bragging that they were thanked by the Bush administration for keeping all of that New Freedom Commission stuff on the hush hush while it was all being discussed and put into play, and that's even just more disgusting. Are you familiar with Kevin Donahue?
It rings a bell.
He has an author out now, or a book out now, Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. He might be a good guest because he was ripping the drug companies for, you know, hiding all the natural cures. And he sounded like he'd be right up your alley.
Callers. Thanks for the call. Who's up next here? Walt in Kansas City. Go ahead, Walt.
Yeah, God bless you, Alex. Hey, for all these guys that are non-believers, I just wanted to say I'm one of the ones that I've been following you for about 5 years, and the only reason is because everything you got is documented. You are one of the few in this patriot movement that I can truly trust, simply because you're not out here talking about Planet X and space aliens and any of this garbage that you can't prove. And I just don't know what to think about these guys that call in and want to argue. All they got to do is go on your website and check it out. I mean, that's what led me to buy all of your tapes and start getting the information out to everybody. Because this is the thing. This guy is of my frame of mind. You know, and it's all documented. I mean, God bless you, man. I mean, you know, yeah, we got all this trash on the media, but yet people will gobble that trash up, but yet when they see the truth, and you know what I've found with the few lame brains that won't wake up is that they're going to get out of their comfort zone if they have to do something. So they'll get the bag of pretzels and the 12-ouncer and the remote and stay in their comfort zone.
Well, that's exactly what they do. And the comfort zone, you know, not being in motion when you're under attack is the worst thing you can do. But, Walt, I met you when I came up to Kansas City, that huge crowd of great folks that came out a few years ago. And, yeah, people told me, yeah, that's Walt. He's handed out hundreds of your videos. How many copies of my films have you made?
Oh, God, it's just of your videos alone, I'd say it's well over 5,000 of all of your videos. And that's why when I was on with that lady from GSFP the other day, and I've received some real nice emails from her, and I've given her some more information. And,
that was the case of her son dying in Iraq, and you were talking about your sons there now and how they get one meal a day. Yeah,
yeah, and what concerned me is, see, I hadn't received an email from him for 4 weeks, and the other day I got two emails from him. You know, so, but anyway, the thing is, yeah, I mean, yeah, I've handed out over 5,000 of your videos, just your videos alone, simply because, and then I give everybody your website. Oh, I've terrorized Kansas City by, putting, your bumper stickers. The truth is out there, Infowars.com, the big red and white bumper stickers. I've terrorized Kansas City by placing them on signs and on the back of signs and telephone poles and all of these places where people have to stop for red lights where they look over to the left. You know, honey, we ought to check that out when we get home. You know?
Well,
I mean,
what you're doing is a great thing. It's funny. I get photos sent to me from New Zealand of a giant derelict building they're going to demolish with InfoWars painted just huge on it, you know, 50 feet long. And how dare you do this? Well, I don't live in New Zealand, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com on these big road signs. And I'm saying don't do that, folks. But yeah, but no, definitely the bumper stickers. You're doing a great job, Walt.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something else too. When I set my trash out, my big receptacle that I wheel out there to the curb, has the same bumper stickers on all four corners. So no matter which way it turns. You know, I mean, so anybody driving by, the trash man who picks the stuff up, anything, you know, everybody can see it. I mean, you know, what can I say? That's what we got to do. Everybody needs to get on the ball here and work together. And, you know, I'm one of the few that came out about this 911 plane thing. Anybody that doesn't believe it, I mean, I'm one of these Top Gun guys that shot down remote control planes over the ocean. I mean, you know, this capability has been around for years.
Well, JFK's big brother, who, you know, was the junior of his father, who was going to be the, you know, the guy who was going to run for president, he died, what, in 44, flying an airplane remote controlling two bombers beneath him. And we had our own flying bombs. It's very old technology. Walt, good to hear from you, my friend.
Alex.
Hey, always good. Take care. Steve in Michigan, last caller. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, it's Stu, but that's okay. Hey, Sunday when I was watching the Daytona 500, Coca-Cola came on with a new commercial. It was animated, and it had a subliminal message with a character, one of the race car drivers, walking up to a Coke machine and using a hand scan instead of putting your money in the machine. He used a hand scan to get the Coke out of the machine. And then the next scene was an eye scan, and the scene broke into him sitting in the car.
So he's a rock star race car champion because he scans. Well, look, they have
that or the fact that, you know, I took it as a subliminal message that it's okay to be using your hand scan instead of using current.
Yeah, no, I mean they take the role model, the champion.
Right.
You know, the champion isn't a scientist or an inventor or a firefighter who saves people. It's some dork who drives a race car around a track. And I'm not saying that, but let me just finish saying this. They're in a Super Bowl, and I have this in Road to Tyranny. They showed them retina scanning. And this is how they're going to sell this. Remember the IBM commercial where the cool guy sticking all the food in his jacket? And you think he's stealing, and then it scans him, and the security guard goes, thank you, sir, and gives him a receipt? Yeah, they're mass conditioning us, sir.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the answer is don't drink Coca-Cola.
You got that. Hey, thank you for being a messenger of the truth.
Thank you, sir. And tape stuff like that and send it to me. I mean, yeah, folks, they think you're mindless idiots. They think they can brainwash you. Tell them no. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Just some of the news here. U.S. drug czar likens fighting drugs for the war on terror. And again, now they're saying he'll be a terrorist. They're charging people with terrorism for having marijuana. The United States should employ some of the techniques it's using to fight international terrorism, like torture. In his war on drugs, U.S. drug czar Jonathan Walters said on Tuesday, interview today before President Bush was due to release his national drug control strategy. This is from one of the biggest drug-dealing families in the country. Maybe the brutal experiences we've had with terror helps to make this more concrete and understandable. Yes, more SWAT teams, more prisons owned by the drug dealers. Yes, you're going to be our slaves. This out of the Associated Press, again, report Mexican drug lords and Mexican Special Forces troops killing people in Dallas, killing their competition. Nothing's being done about it. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol is trying to stop the Minutemen, a 500-man group in Arizona, from just standing on their own property and stopping illegal aliens. Syria minister warns of Bush plot. Comments made by President George Bush on the first day of his EU tour are part of a plot to reshape the Middle East, a Syrian minister has said. Well, I don't listen to the Syrian minister. I listen to Dick Cheney and the P9 documents. That's exactly what they say. Pakistani army, our ally, who we helped give nukes to shoot at intruding U.S. forces. The Pakistani government has ordered the army to shoot at U.S. forces if they intrude into the country from neighboring Afghanistan without authorization. But because they're a real threat, they'll be worshipped. The Pope likens abortion to the Holocaust. Well, that's something good he could say. He's usually saying world government's good, but this is a good statement. It is like that. The Nazis thought it was just part of a weeding process, just like we do in this country. Pope John Paul II has launched a new book in which he compares abortion and the Holocaust. Hitler was all for abortion, folks. I mean, it's true. I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, I'm not Catholic, but I support the Pope in this. Interpol sounds bioterror alarm. The world is ill-prepared for the looming threat of a biological terror attack, the head of Interpol has said. Roland Noble told BBC the danger of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda attack, had not diminished since the 9/11 strikes on the U.S., and he says we need a global police body or a global government to deal with it. Very nice. And U.S. terror suspects was tortured by Saudis. London Independent, an American citizen allegedly tortured in Saudi Arabia jail, was charged yesterday with conspiring to assassinate President George Bush and of being linked to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terrorist network. And they tortured him and are now going to try the 23-year-old. Iranian jails, editor for 15 years for insulting leaders. So Iran jails a news editor for 14 years for insulting one of their leaders. And we have kind of the light version of that, where a child writes a letter to the troops saying they don't agree with the war and they threaten to suspend them if they don't apologize. I thought that that was their prerogative to be able to do that, to be able to have their own comments, to be able to say and think what they want. Students' lawsuit over T-shirts gains ground. Chicago Sun-Times. The kids were kicked out of school and got in trouble because they were the honor roll and they were wearing shirts that said gifties. And you can't have a shirt saying you're good. It's all part of the new mind control. And I got a big article here that we don't have time to get to, unfortunately, where it talks about how the government is admittedly running around taking everybody's private property. Your home is your castle until the city says it wants it. And the AP article carried in USA Today admits that it isn't even for, it's about money making. Cities just take your property now with no just compensation. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Death, the new world order.